just like a tree that's planted by the water.
We want to welcome everyone to Scott Parker Ministries. It is our desire that each person come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. Let us open up with prayer.
Father, I just give you praise. I just give you glory, for there's none like it unto you. The great I am, who sits on the sides of the north in Mount Zion, the circle of the earth. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. We thank you, Father, for your glorious Holy Spirit, for he is the eyes of the Lord who run to and fro throughout all the earth to show himself strong on those whose heart is perfect towards you. Father, we just thank you for making our hearts right.
Well, thank God I'm going to be speaking on the new creature in Christ today. You know, when you start speaking the words of God, you're going to run into opposition. Look at this. Let me show you this in Mark 4:17. And have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterwards, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they're offended. And you'll get it. And when you begin to get a hold of what the Word of God says, you'll experience affliction and persecution. And I'm getting some of that today. Look at this in 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Why is this saying this? Well, let's read the next verse. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. When you begin to teach people the truth, you'll get resistance from evil spirits. And you'll need grace from God, because you'll have a battle on your hands. Let's read that in the next verse. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So, you know, I've experienced this over the years. In fact, at every turn when you do the will of God, you get resistance. Okay, let's look at the new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The old things pass away, all things become new. So, it's been taught in the charismatic circles, when a person receives Christ, they become a new creature in Christ. And of course, they believe that because, you know, when you receive Christ, you're in Christ. And I wouldn't disagree with them on that part at all. But everything Jesus did for us on the cross isn't worked out immediately. So let's dissect this scripture and see if we can get understanding of what it's saying, where it says old things pass away. And that has to be the old man, right? And I'm asking you, charismatics, because you can't still have the old sinful nature if all things become new. Are we in agreement? The new creature in Christ is no longer has a sin nature. So my question to every charismatic is, what is water baptism for? See, I know what water baptism was for, but I don't believe many of you do, and I'm going to get into that in this podcast. Because water baptism is clearly the way God ordained for us to be crucified with Christ and buried with Christ. And it's the old man that's buried with Christ. This is just the initial dealing with the old man, the sin nature. And, you know, some of you will say, now, what does it matter whether you believe the old man was dealt with when you received Christ or when you were baptized in water? Because if you believe the old man, your sin nature, was dealt with when you received Christ, and it wasn't, then it won't be dealt with. All right? Then you're still dealing with your sin like you did under the old covenant. Just try not to sin. Just don't yield yourself to sin. Just discipline yourself not to do it. Instead of continuing to believe my old man was crucified with Christ through water baptism and continue to reckon him dead until he passes away. Use your faith to deal with sin. And you're not going to put to practice the faith that is in Romans 6 about the old man, your sin nature being dealt with, if you believe he's already gone. If you believe that when you receive Christ, those old things all passed away, you're not going to use your faith to deal with him. You know what's happened here? You've been seduced from the faith. And you know what? We've all been deceived by the devil in one area or another. And I'm not here to put anyone down, but rather to help you get your mind renewed, to get you believing sound doctrine. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been around the block a few times. I listened to Kenneth Hagin back in 1981. I listened to Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Charles Capps, Bob Tilton, Marilyn Hickey, Andrew Womack. I've been to Word of Victory, Joan A's church. I attended Word of Faith, Bob Tilton's church. So I've listened to many of the leaders in the charismatic movement for over 40 years. And I'm one of you. But God gave me the revelation of what Jesus did on the cross, which is Paul's revelation, and how he slayed the old man on the cross, and how we receive that through water baptism. And I could see that the charismatic leaders had missed it concerning the new creature in Christ. Okay? Look at 2 Timothy 2:7. Consider what I say, and the Lord give you understanding all things. I knew there was something wrong in the very beginning of my walk with the Lord, because I was being taught that, and I heard this doctrine as soon as I got into my walk with the Lord, that when I was a new creature in Christ as soon as I received the Lord Jesus Christ. And old things had passed away and all things became new. And here I was with rebellion in my heart against God. And I'm sitting there, you know, I don't know anything about God. I don't know what the Word of God says. And the leaders over me are telling me I'm a new creature in Christ and old things passed away and all things become new. And I've got rebellion in my heart against God. And I thought, well, what's wrong with me? I know I'm born again. I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit. I speak in other tongues. But I want to rebel. And I was rebelling. And I have a problem with murmuring. And I have various other sins that I want to commit. And then there's those that I don't want to commit. I'm still doing. And yes, I feared God. And I was making an effort to obey God. But this is the situation I was in. And you say, well, that's just the devil tempting you. Oh, no. The devil is only able to tempt you with the lust that is in your heart. And God walked me through all these things. And it took some time to come to the revelation, the spiritual understanding about the sin nature in me hadn't been dealt with yet. Even after you're baptized in water, come out of the water, it says to reckon the old man dead. So it takes time for him to pass away. We're gonna deal with that in this podcast. You have to keep using your faith to keep putting him to death. Then it says, don't yield to him, or don't yield to sin, which is the old man. And if you don't believe the sin is the old man, just go to the next chapter in Romans 7 where it personifies sin. Now, I know this is going to take some time for you to get a hold of this. You're not going to get this in one day, especially if you've been taught for 40, 50 years something contrary to this. Turn to Romans chapter 7. Let's look at this. For if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. If I do that I would not, it's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. See, it's personifying sin. I'm not doing it. Sin's doing it. Like it's another person. It is another person. It's the old man. And when you begin to try not to do it, and you've set your heart to obey the gospel, to obey the words of God, to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, then it is not you doing it. It's the old man. But it's still doing it. You're still sinning. Now listen. Look at this. And I want you to consider this. If you believe that by Jesus' stripes, you were healed, physically healed, and you got that by mixing faith with what Jesus did for us, well, Jesus eradicated the sin nature from the human race when he was crucified. He was the Lamb that took away the sin of the world. And Jesus healed every person when he was raised from the dead. But people have to be taught that truth and get in faith to receive healing. Likewise, God's people need to be taught our sin nature was crucified with Christ. And as we believe, when we were baptized in water, we were crucified and buried with Christ. The only difference is you have to continue to believe that and put the old man off. Then he passed away. In other words, you can believe you were healed by stripes. You get healed right there of anything in your body. But getting rid of sin is an ongoing process. And there's a lot that you have to really teach to impart some understanding in this area. But if you're taught that when you receive Jesus, the old man is gone, you'll get little results, if any. Look at 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the cross, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Do you see this? The healing provided for us on the cross is not just physical, but also the healing of our souls. How did he heal our souls? When Jesus bore our sins, when we became dead to sin. Let's read it again. It's so good. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins on his body on the tree. That's the sin nature. That's the sin in us that we read in Romans 7. That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Did you know we are only receiving part of the benefit of what Jesus went through for us? And leading up to the cross and on the cross, if we just receive physical healing and not the healing of our soul. See, the healing of our soul is Jesus took away our sin nature. Look at Luke 5:30. But the scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" They're talking to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Now, you say, what does that have to do with the sin nature in our heart? Well, Jesus says our soul is sick when we're sinners. And by his stripes, we were healed. And that's in connection with he bore our sins on his body. See, not just our body was healed, but our soul was healed when Jesus was crucified and raised from the dead. And there's so much power and revelation on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ that has been missed. The New Testament teaches that the passing away of the old man is an ongoing work of grace in the Christian's life. You don't just come out of the water in Christian water baptism and the old man is totally gone. I've said this and I'll say it and I'll keep saying it. And it helps my heart, because the more revelation I get of it, the more I believe it in my heart, and the more I pray it, the more, and walk it out, the more it works. Let me give you an example of continuing to believe the old man was crucified with Christ and how the old man will continue to be put to death. Romans 8:13. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. This scripture gave me a clue that man's problem with sin wasn't his flesh or physical members, but rather the sin in the flesh. You don't mortify or put to death your physical body, but the sinful deed operating through the body, which we saw in Romans 7 is sin in us committing the sinful deeds. If you can make that connection that the old man is a sin in us, this will greatly help you. Let's read Romans 8:13 in the International Standard Version. For if you live according to human nature, you're going to die. But if you by the Spirit continually put to death the activities of the body, you will live. Once again, let's look behind the scene, see what is causing these activities of the body. Now, Romans 7:20. Now, if I do that I would not, is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. This is what is put to death on the cross with Jesus. Okay? 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The sin nature of man was transferred over to the Lamb of God. Now this sin is not all taken out in one day, but as we continue to believe that the old man was crucified with Christ. You know, among the charismatic people, there is a living faith and healing and miracles. And I thank God for that. But God wants to take you to higher levels in the Spirit. And how do we get there? Romans 6:5, contemporary English version. If we shared in Jesus' death by being baptized, we will be raised to life with him. See, we're going to get into the resurrection. Look at this. I'm getting ahead of myself. Look at Colossians 2:12. And when you were baptized, it was the same as being buried with Christ. Then you were raised to life because you had faith in the power of God who raised Christ from the dead. As you get a revelation of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and the revelation you're being buried with him in water baptism, you continue to believe that, then you will be raised up with Christ, ruling in power. 2 Corinthians 13:4. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God. See, that's when you died with him and raised up with him. There's such a revelation here that if you can get a hold of this, and you will if you just keep putting it in your heart. let's go ahead and put a song here. Let's do Peace in the Valley by Pamela Pontia.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning so bright and the lamp is a light, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray there be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. Trouble I see, there will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolves will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yes. And the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh, yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray there be no sadness, no sorrow. Oh, my Lord, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me, for me.
Now, let's look at the scriptures in the context of the new creature in Christ. Okay, because they took it out of context when they said, well, you received Jesus, you're born again, now you're a new creature of Christ. Okay, and I went into this earlier, why they said that, because yes, when you receive Jesus, yes, you're in Christ, but you've got to put the whole word of God together and then you can get understanding of it. 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ constraineth us. This means to control us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. What? What is it saying? How does Jesus dying for all make us all dead? Where in the scriptures are we dead? Romans 6, Christian water baptism. Let's read that. Romans 6, 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism in the death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Now back to 2 Corinthians 5:14. Let's compare it with Romans 6. For the love of Christ constrains us, controls us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Now back to Romans 6. It's saying pretty much the same thing. Verse 10. For in that he died on a sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. When you die unto sin, that's putting to death the sin in us, then you live unto God. Now back to 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, that we thus judge it. If he died, for in one died for all, then we're all dead. You're going to make this connection. You go back and forth, even after this podcast, go back and forth and say, Lord, this is talking about water baptism in comparison to being made a new creature in Christ. Verse 15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but to him which died for them and rose again. Okay, I'm skipping verse 16 because I don't understand it. The previous verses, 2 Corinthians 5, were talking about being dead and then living unto Christ. And the same thing, it's saying the same thing in Romans 6. Then we get to verse 17 in 2 Corinthians 5. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, therefore is referring back to him dying for all and then all being dead. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, I want to continue to prove to you that you don't become a new creature in Christ as soon as you receive Christ, because the old man hasn't even begun to be put to death until you're baptized in water. And then and that's after you receive Christ. And I'm going to lay it out even plainer. The old man doesn't pass away as soon as you come out of the water in Christian water baptism. It goes on to say, then you have to reckon him dead. Okay, let's read that. Romans 6:11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin. Okay, now it interchanged the old man with sin. Sin in us. If you can make this connection, then you can begin to understand what Romans 7 is talking about. Anyway, likewise also, reckon yourselves also to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So you come out of the water, and you were buried with Christ, crucified with Christ, going down under the water. Then you come out of the water, you have to reckon or account the old man dead. And this is an ongoing using of your faith to deal with the old man or the sin in you. This is going into the new covenant, folks. The old covenant, you just kept trying not to yield to sin and do what was right. In the new covenant, you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of Christ enters into you, and then you hold fast to the gospel. The new man starts being formed, and the old man starts passing away. And you're dealing with sin in faith. Okay. And like I said, you can see the old man's exchange with sin in us. And then later, now check this out. Later in Paul's epistles, it's written to put off the old man. So there's an ongoing dealing with the old man. See, it's a process of overcoming the old man. It's a process of the old man being put to death and passing away. Turn to Ephesians 4:22. And that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. This is written to believers. This is written to people that are born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues, baptized in water. Yet he tells them to put off the former behavior of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Okay, so if the old man totally passed away as soon as you come out of the water, you wouldn't have to keep putting him off. All right? See, if once you put all these scriptures together, you can clearly see it's an ongoing work of grace to put off the old man, get baptized in water, reckon him dead, don't yield to him, keep putting him off, keep making Jesus Lord, and then you slowly overcome him and he passes away. Colossians 3, verse 8. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, amen. Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds. There's the old man and his deeds. Now go to verse 10. Let's see. The new man is in all formed as soon as you receive Christ. Okay? We gave you some scriptures to clearly show you the start of the old man being dealt with and an ongoing work of the old man being dealt. And there's more to it. Oh, yeah, there's more to it. We being delivered over unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in us. I think I forgot where that's at. That's a whole other story. Some more truths that fit right into the same one. Okay, go to verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. This word renewed in Strong's Concordant means renovate. In Vine's Expository Dictionary, this word renewed means to make new. Okay? So, you have put on the new man, which is renovated, made new in knowledge after the image of him that created him. See, this is an ongoing knowledge. As you get knowledge of the Word of God, as you put the Word of God in your heart, the new man's being formed, not when you just received Jesus. Do you know the only thing I can find in the New Testament that happened to a believer when they received Jesus, the Spirit of Christ entered into them? Okay, let's look at the same Greek word for renewed, where it's used in 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. The inward man is the new man being renovated or made new day by day. Not when you first receive Christ. See? Ongoing passing away of the old man, an ongoing rebuilding of the new man. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, how do you save a person from their sins? Very simple. You make a new creature out of them. See, it says we're saved by grace through faith. That not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship. Okay, he's talking about saving us. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So he's saving us. And he's making, we're his workmanship, and we're being created in Christ Jesus. And then good works come forth. And, you know, I can show you salvation is a process all through the scriptures, not a one-time experience. Now, look at this, Philippians 1:6, Christian Standard Bible. For I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. He started a work, and he'll keep doing that work until it's completed, until the day of Christ Jesus. And the work is, we're being created in Christ Jesus. All right? See, you know when you've got the understanding of Scripture, because it lines up with a bunch of other Scriptures. See, this is why a lot of these Scriptures here, y'all don't understand what they're saying. And this is why people, there's confusion in the body of Christ, because they have built all their other truths around 2 Corinthians 5:17. If you be in Christ, you're a new creation. And they link that with the beginning of the work, when God started a work in you. And therefore, they don't understand these other scriptures because they say it's already completed. They're surely not going to understand Philippians 1:6. They're not going to know what the good work is, because that one says it's just started. They said 2 Corinthians 5:17, it started and finished. See? So there's confusion. Okay, so being created in Christ Jesus, or being made a creature in Christ, is the work God started in us, and he'll carry it on to completion until the day that the Lord comes. And let me tell you this, when you, and hear these words, when you reach the place where all the old things have passed away, the old man is totally gone, and all things have become new, the new man is totally formed in you, you've reached perfection. Okay? If you got rid of every bit of sin in you, and you become a total new creature in Christ, you've reached perfection. And you know, since I got into this walk in 1981, they've been teaching and continue to this very day that say when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you are immediately a new creature in Christ. So how are they going to obey the commission and say, go make Christians of all people? Okay? Because they're not mixing faith with what Jesus did on the cross about the old man being crucified with him and dealing with that sin by faith. If you really knew what it is saying about a new creature in Christ, that old things have passed away and everything has become new, you would know that didn't take place when a person received Christ. So, you know, the more God gave me understand this and deepens the revelation, I've come to see they don't even know what they're saying. These are meaningless words to them because they don't know what the new creature is. If your heart was all straightened out immediately after receiving the Lord, you wouldn't have any more problem with sin. Let's look at that. Proverbs 4:23. Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let's read that in the New International Version. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And Jesus taught these things. He said, murder, adultery, all these things, they come from the heart. He says, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. The reason you do the sins you do is because it's in your heart. Once you get it out of your heart, you won't have the problem doing it anymore. See? If all of us were made a new creature in Christ after we said one prayer to receive the Lord, then there would be no need to receive correction. We wouldn't have to walk down paths of judgment. Turn to Hebrews 12:11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. This peaceable fruit is the new nature coming forth in the life of a Christian. It is the new man. Okay? So there's several things the body of Christ needs to get a revelation of. One is the new creature in Christ, as described in 2 Corinthians 5:17, is a person that's been brought unto perfection. Number two, the old man in Romans 6 is the sin in us that is talking about in Romans 7. Number three, the works of the flesh in Galatians 5 is the works of the old man. And it's in the heart. You can see the same works in the flesh. You can see some of those are listed, or Jesus spoke about them being in the heart. Okay? So it's not the flesh. Our flesh is not inherently evil. Our flesh can be yielded to God, or our flesh can be yielded, it can be yielded to sin or righteousness. See, look at Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, there are many charismatics that will testify all the changes in their lives since they came to the Lord. And they believe this teaching, they were made a new creature in Christ as soon as they received the Lord. And no doubt about it that they've had a lot of changes in their life. When the Spirit of Christ enters into you, there will be changes. And that depends, you know, on how much you yield to the Lord. And when you read the Word of God, it will cleanse you. And when you walk in the gospel, the blood of Jesus will cleanse you. And when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit or yield to the Spirit of God, it will make you clean. It'll sanctify you, you know. When you get baptized in Spirit, changes take place. So I'm not discounting any work of the Spirit of God among those of you out there that hold this doctrine of immediately becoming a new creature in Christ. All right? Absolutely, God has done a lot of work in a lot of people's hearts. Absolutely, some of the old man has passed away, even though you don't have this revelation because of the work of the Spirit in your life, because of the Word of God cleansing you, because of the blood of Jesus cleansing you, because of the work of the Spirit, okay? So, you know, this revelation I'm bringing this day is not in any way taking away from the work of the Word of God, the blood of Jesus, the Spirit, and the believer's life. So don't get defensive, but do what the Word of God says. Look at this, James 1:22, and I'm reading out of the Christian Standard Bible. Therefore, ridding yourselves of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, humbly receive the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. you know, there were, where was that in the book of Acts, where there was these people, they were preaching mightily, and it was just, I think it was just the baptism of John, and they came to him, and then they showed him the way of God more perfectly. So I'm in no way come here to tear down any truth you people have, except for what's incorrect. I don't, and let me say it another way. I don't want to try to take away anything that God's done in your life. And I can't, nor would I ever want to. I know God's, there's a lot of truth that people have received and a lot of changes in people's heart. But let me tell you this, as you get more of a revelation of what Jesus did on the cross, not just forgiveness of your sin, the gift of eternal life, being healed, being redeemed from the curse, financial prosperity, but also the old man or sin nature was crucified with him. And we have to keep believing that. And the old man passes away as we believe and obey the words of God. Then more and more of the scriptures will make sense and they'll fit together, you know, like the ones I just read. Like, you know, where I was reading in James 1:21. See, why would you need to receive the implanted word to save your soul? Because your soul is part of the heart. If you believe your heart is all saved, you got all new heart, then you don't need to get your heart saved. See? But see, people don't pay any attention to that scripture. That scripture means nothing to them. Because see, I'm just telling you the truth. Confusion has been fed down into the hearts of God's people. All right? Because, you know, like I said, humbly receive the implanted word which saved to save your soul. Soul is part of the heart, but you've also been taught you've got a new heart. You see the confusion? Now, I know this is a totally new doctrine coming to your ears this day. So all I can say is search the scriptures and see what I'm saying is true. And as you continue in the truth will make you free. This is the revelation that Jesus Christ gave to the Apostle Paul. Look at Galatians 1:11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached to me is not after man. For I neither received a man, neither was taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. See, and the Lord gave me the revelation that he gave Paul. He opened up the word of God to me. When, you know, I was, let me check for time here. I want to see how much longer I want to talk. I got a little more time. I'll continue on a little bit. But when in 1984, I had reached a place where, like I said, I was searching, saying, Lord, what is wrong with me? Because they keep telling me I'm a new creature in Christ, and yet I've got rebellion. I got all this, all these problems in my heart. And I said, what's wrong with me? And then God began to operate the discerning of the spirits in me. And I began to look up and I would see evil spirits in people's eyes. And I could also see sin in them. Now, some of y'all are going to get offended when I say this, but it's just the truth. I don't care. You probably think I'm a heretic, but I'm not. But I could see this in Christians. And I go, I begin to get the understanding. Oh, I just asked God what my problem was. And he showed me. He said, How did he show you? When I saw what the condition other Christians were in, I said, that's my problem. I'm still bound up with the devil and I still got sin in me. I need to have the devils cast out of me, and I need to have the sin of Adam put to death in me. Some of you will not receive that. Some of you will never receive that. Well, I'm telling you the truth. And I got away from the charismatics. I got away from everybody, and I began to search the scriptures night and day for like 2 years. I had a notebook, thick, page after page after page. And all I knew back then was to confess the word, because that's what the charismatics taught me. And so I just confessed the word. And I studied this subject and that subject, and I studied and I studied and I studied. And God began to open my heart. And the Spirit of God began to teach me by revelation. And he began to show me the sin nature. And he began to show me about how the Spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. And we all walk there. And, you know, people say, well, you know, we became a Christian. Those all left. Well, then why did Jesus say, cast them out? If all we have to do is just receive the Lord, get born again, then the devils all leave. Then Jesus wouldn't know what he was talking about. But Jesus did know what he was talking about. He said, go cast them out. All right? So But God began to teach me. And I'll tell you, the biggest change came in 2008. And my understanding is when God gave me a revelation of the parable of the sower. And Jesus said, if you don't know this parable, how will you know all parables? And he gave me the revelation of the mystery of the kingdom of God. And then after he did that, he began to open the other parables to me. Because once you get that, that's the key to all the other parables. I don't know them all yet. It takes time to open up your heart. It takes time. But once you get this one, they all fit together with that one. And so I continue on this day. And so I just pray you do what the Apostle Paul said. Consider what I say, and the Lord give you understanding. All right? I will tell you this. People are looking for the outpouring of the Spirit so we can walk like they did in the book of Acts. But if you go to, and they're waiting on the latter rain. But if you go to the book of Joel, the latter rain is going to be poured out once our soul is restored. Okay? And that's why they did it on the day of Pentecost. That's why the disciples walked in such power. Because their soul was restored by the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus restored the souls of the disciples. And Jesus spoke to them and said, now are you clean to the words which I've spoken unto you. So the disciples had their souls restored. The sin was cleansed out of them. They had a revelation of the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And so on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit was out, poured out, and they started moving in power. See, there's a lot of us that got baptized in the Spirit. I got baptized in the Spirit many years ago, and I didn't walk in power. I've gotten to a little power here and there, but I'm still not, because I'm getting my soul restored. So that's the key to us getting back into power. Oh, I'm not saying there isn't people out there that have walked in some power. And thank God for all of you that have. But there's coming much, much, much greater power. The body of Christ is going to be raised up to walk in the steps of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the world will be afraid of us. And they'll either join with us or they'll get on the other side of the street. But it's going to come as we get a revelation of what all Jesus did on the cross. Okay? And I'm bringing to you another benefit, another work that Jesus did on the cross. And that was the old man was crucified with Christ. And as we hold fast to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, that old man will pass away. And then when he does, and as he does, we inherit the kingdom, and the kingdom is power. And then the Spirit of God will minister that power through us. It's greatly hindered now because of all the sin in us. I think that's all I've got to say today. I just pray you take this podcast, listen to it over and over, take all the scriptures that I shared in here, and ask the Lord to give you understanding. Amen. That's all I've got for today. Everybody have a great day. God bless.
Hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water.